HXS KN4 VWA. HXS KN4 VWA. Immobile.
KN4 VWA, KP2HXS.
HXS, KN4 VWA. Are we bright eyed, bushy tailed, and fully conscious with full load of coffee? Duly impressed. Good morning. I am on my way down there, and I am at 357 at the top of Gap Creek Road, so I guess I'm about 18 minutes out.
All right, I got to stop for gas real quick, and I'll be right behind you. I'm probably 20 minutes out, or maybe 25, whatever, but I'll be there right after you.
What kind of beans are you stopping to get?
Just regular 87 octane.
And what breed of beans does that come in?
A QT.
Sold beans? Man. I'm impressed.
Yeah, don't be. Yeah, I'm going to make a quick stop, then I'll be heading my way down. So usually I'm like 18 or 20 minutes from your shop where I live. So you're a little closer than me.
Left out at 20 after to get there on time. I don't know which way I'm going to try to go in. I'm probably going to try to go in around by that school. I don't know. Anyhow, that four-way stop sign going up the hill from Dry Pocket can get really, really stupid backed up.
Yeah, that's that school right there by Suba Road and Hammett Bridge, that one.
That four-way stop sign at Batesville Road and Dry Pocket.
All right, I'm not too familiar with that one.
You get down there and get caught in it. You know that little bar that's there on the corner down from the office?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's Batesville and Dry Pocket.
Oh, okay, because I noticed that that Sphinx back the other way from your building, that's a pain in the butt too sometimes.
Yeah, it can be. But at least there's a traffic light there. There's no, you know, it's just a stop sign there at Batesville Road. And you get some yahoo that's trying to turn left and get blocked up, and it backs up all the way down almost to the bottom of the hill sometimes in the worst traffic. But, you know, hey, that's Greenville County. Well, so did you have a nice, restful weekend?
Oh, yeah. A buddy of mine was up from Florida. We had a good time. We really didn't do a whole lot. You know, we kind of stayed local. You know, we went out to dinner a couple times, and then, you know, Sally made dinner a few times, and he took off to go back home Monday morning. He stopped and saw his daughter down in Charleston for an hour or two, had lunch with her, and continued on his way, and made it home Monday night without incident. So he did okay.
I finished 95 there in Florida. The longest time they were doing work on 95, right there at Savannah, and back up into back up towards South Carolina, and the traffic would back up for all the way from Walterboro down to the state line, and down at Savannah. It was stupid.
Oh, I know, and Georgia's not the richest state in the world either. But he made it home without incident. You know, he did what he did, and he did okay. You know, he made his, you know, fuel stops and, you know, whatever, bathroom breaks, coffee breaks, whatever. And he just took his time. He's not a speed demon, you know. He just, you know, drove. He drives within the speed limit, maybe 5 miles an hour over or something. And that's it, really. He's not an aggressive driver, to put it to you that way.
Went along with the flow of the traffic, you know, 5 to 10 over. But I'm not one of these to go bouncing from the left lane to the off ramp.
Oh, no. Yeah, we do the same thing. You know, we go with the flow of traffic, and we're the same as you. We don't do that, you know, bobbing and weaving stuff. That's leave that for the kids. They can, you know, they can get the first tickets of the day, you know.
I tell you what, I've gotten to that point now where, you know, 85 from Lawrence Road back to Highway 101, I call that Pinball Alley.
Oh, I know. It's bad. It's really bad. All right, listen, I'm pulling into the QT. Let me get out of here. I will catch you in a little bit and get down here as quick as I can.
You a QT in Greer?
Yeah, the one by Buncombe Road here, Buncombe and Wade Hampton.
Roger. Well, I just crossed over Wade Hampton on Vern Smith Parkway, and I'll be over there waiting on you. K&4, VWA, mobile.
Oh, you came down that way. Yeah, that's right there by, you got that big 7-Eleven. That's Route 80, isn't it? Oh, way before me. Yeah, I'll be about 10 minutes behind you. All right, let me jump out. See you in a bit. KP2HXS.
Dave, good morning, Dave. KF4NXY.
Dave, too. What's up, big man?
He owed me a dollar. Yeah, I remember that one.
No, no. If you've been listening to John Boy and Billy Hits, hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
That's how it goes. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, those boys are on there this morning, and they're doing all kind of crazy stuff. I tell you what. But anyhow, hey, do you remember when they used to do a little skit on there called Married Man?
Yeah, they kind of recently, I think they changed the title of it a little bit. I forget what they call it now.
I'm usually not in a position where I can listen to the radio in the mornings anymore, so I haven't heard Married Man or whatever they changed it to in a long time. What did they change it to? Did they go woke and call it Significant Other Gender Person?
Didn't go quite that far, but it's a little bit more politically correct.
So the description of Married Man.
Idea, but yeah, if I get a chance to hear it again, I'll try and make a note as to what they changed it to.
I'm gonna have to get up in the morning and listen to that and see if they do a significant other non-gender. I'm gonna hush up before I get irritated. I tell you what, as you can tell, I'm not woke.
Marie said they might have changed it to partner, and that might be what it is now. I don't know, but yeah, they're not calling it the married man no more.
The significant other partner?
A partner, I think. I think that's the phrase now. I think. I'm not positive. I'll have to make a note to listen to it a little more closely one morning.
That's just them making fun of it, because I would hate to think that they kowtowed to this woke business.
But they would, because I was kind of halfway listening to it this morning. I went to Lawrence, picked somebody up to come back to the house to do some work for me.
Yeah, I enjoy them old boys. They're funny. I enjoy them.
Here this morning they were kind of making fun of the Cialis commercial.
So many stupid spellings on TV for all these drugs. They got something for something. But what is Cialis?
That blue, supposed to be a little blue miracle pill.
Okay, remember Valium that used to be Mama's little helper? I think I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, hey, that daddy's little helper. Oh, crap. I tell you what. I got a pill for everything. Man. They get you up, they get you down, they get you in between. What was that? What was that Huey Lewis song? I want a new drug. One that won't make you feel so nervous. One that won't make you feel so mean. Something or other.
It won't make your tongue so thick. Won't make you sick. Or want a new drug. Let me see. I can't remember all the verses either.
You heard why they gave the nursing home patients, male patients, a half a Viagra every night, didn't you?
Hear that one?
Yeah, let's keep them from rolling out of bed.
Oh my! All right.
Okay, that's enough of that. We'll just move on to another subject. Hey, listen, I will ask this before we move off of that. When are they going to invent a pill for women so the end the headache?
And to do what now?
For women, so that it'll end the headache. Excuse me, I got a headache, leave me alone.
KF4NXY.
Pink pill. Oh boy, now that's not woke.
I'm just waiting for them to come up with everybody's sick, gotta wear the mask again, and do the mail-in ballots, and be a replay of the last time, you know.
I'm hoping that people are starting to see through that, and you know they've already started that stupidity. A new strain of COVID in New York.
Yeah, here it comes, you know. Drink the Kool-Aid and wear the mask, and life will be good.
I was forced to take the stupid COVID shot the first time, you know, the two shots, only because my wife worked in a medical clinic, and they told her that if she wanted to continue working, that she'd have to have it and I'd have to have it. Well, I went ahead and took it. But I ain't had no boosters, and I ain't going to get no boosters, and they can keep their damn vaccines.
KB2A, check that.
It's downright un-American to force people to do something like that. Anyway, KF4NXY, come on in.
I got a buddy of mine up in New York, not the one you're thinking of, Steve. I got another friend of mine, ham operator friend, upstate New York. And he took the shot and all the boosters, and he's a proponent of it. And he's sick every year. I mean, he's just like he was sick for a week this year. And I almost said to him, "How are them shots doing for you?" And I don't want to piss him off. Though, so I was like, "Nah, leave it be."
But also voted for Governor LePetamine, for President LePetamine. Do you remember what the name of the governor in Blazing Saddles was?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yes. Hello, ladies. I'll be right back.
President LePetamine right now. Work.
Be well. Go ahead, Dave.
Just thinking there's probably a lot of 30-somethings out there that never seen Blazing Saddles.
Because it can still be streamed. You know, you could not make that movie today. And you do know that they tried to give the role that Gene Wilder played, you know, the white gunslinger in that thing? They tried to give that role to John Wayne. And he sent the script back to Mel Brooks and says, "My image won't allow me to do this, but I'll be the first in line to see it."
It was a wild movie. Go ahead, Dave. Phone call or something.
Well, I'm just about to pull into my destination here, bud. Well, how about that? We've actually got a Greenville County Sheriff's Deputy over here patrolling this morning. They must have had a serial killer drop in or something. Oh, well. So I'm pulling into my office building right now. And Dave, in case you can hear me, I'm pulling in, bud, and I'll see you when you get over here. And Dave, too, hey, try to stay warm today.
I will catch you soon.
KN4BWA, I'm out of here.
Steve, lunch today, that would be 4NGU.
Say again, Phil. Say again, I couldn't quite understand you. That's a distinct possibility. I'm getting some work done over here at my building, and I need to see how it goes. You know where my building is, so I should be moderately close by. So, yeah, let's tentatively plan on that, okay?
All right, let me know, and hello to NXY, W4NGU.
Morning. I was just fixing to let everybody go and tell Steve and Dave not to get into too much trouble today. Y'all take it easy. KF4NXY.
I'm sweet and innocent. Just ask Phil. KF4NWA, I'm clear.
W4, never give up, clear.
KB2H access back in. Sorry about that. I'm on Hammond Bridge, and they got all kinds of nonsense going on over here. They got paving equipment and guys standing in the road with a slow down sign, no sign. Unbelievable. These guys need to be run over.
All got where we're going, and we're signing out. W4NGU.
KB2H access, no problem.